Rina Yagi Lama.
Ich spreche über die Verkommung. So, das kostet mir da, das ist heidisch. Ich schaue ein paar Teuer sind mit zu Schem. Ich bin sehr grateful to Hashem Yisbarach for having Rosh Chodesh. Especially Rosh Chodesh, like Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. We're coming off such gewaldic days. In Chodesh Tikshrei, Tokif B'mitzvahs, mitzvahs all around. And we're about to hit a dry spell. Cold winter, cold Gashmias, cold Baruchnias. And Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is a bridge which will connect us to Rosh Chodesh Kislev and to Chanukah Mitzvah Hashem. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is like a light, a little candle in the darkness. So to come together as Chaverim, singing together, striving, being Mespalat Hashem Yisparach, that this should be a month of Hatzlach and continued growth coming off of the heels of Tishrei. We know the Cheshvan is a month which the love will be very great. Svar Mekdoshim tell us that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built in Chodesh Cheshvan. So everything which we're doing today and the entire month is an investment in the future of Klai Yisrael and the investment of the world. That every mitzvah is a brick in building that Beis HaMikdash in Mitzvah Hashem. Just an Indian in Avodas Hashem. Let's begin with Cain. Vayasam Hashem l'Cain os. Cain kills Hevel. And Cain is involved in some type of an act of tshuva. And Rashi tells us, what does it mean, Vayasam Hashem l'Cain os? That Hashem gives Cain a letter from his name to protect him. Vayakom Moitzi Yehargeni, he's afraid that he's going to be killed. Just to understand a little bit what this is, that Hashem gives Cain a letter from his name. Let's begin with a vort from the Kotzker, from the house of Kotzk. That in last week's parasha, Parashas Bereishis, the Torah tells us that the Nachash is the instigator, he's the mesis, and he gets punished first. And what's the klala? Amongst others, one of the klalos is va'afar toichal koyumechayecha. You're going to eat dust your entire life. It's a fact that tzaddikim. What type of a klalos is this? Gevaldik. Everywhere he goes, his food goes with him. Seems like it's no greater bracha. So many people stressing out about their parnasa, what they're going to eat from day to day. The nachash has it easy. No matter where he goes, he knows his parnasa is coming with him. So answers the house of Kotzk. The fact that a Jew has to turn to Hashem Yisbarach for his sustenance reflects that there's a relationship between the Niver and the Bar Yoylam. Our struggles, all the nisyonis which we go through, the fact that we turn to Hashem Yisbarach and we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I need some parnasa. I need to have a wife, to have children, to do well on my tests, to get from point A to point B, whatever it may be in life. The chesronos which we have are brachos. Like we say in the bracha of Brei Nefashos, we make a bracha on the chesronon. Even the chesronos which we have, there's hidden bracha there. The fact that the nachash, that Hashem tells the nachash, v'ofer teicha koyamechayecha, what Hashem Yisbarach is saying to the nachash is that you and I, we're done. That really there should be a relationship between Hashem and all of his nevarim. The fact that the nachash, wherever he goes, his parnasa goes with him, What that means in Pnimius is that the Nachash doesn't need Hashem Yisbarach anymore. You're not interested in a relationship? So then, of course, I'm still going to take care of you. But wherever you go, you have your Parnasa. You don't need me anymore. To sever that relationship with Hashem Yisbarach is perhaps the biggest klala of all klalas. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaBracha. And if a person is disconnected from Hashem Yisbarach, and he's disconnected from the Makor HaBracha, ain klala gadola mizu. And that's really the Ikra Nakuda as it pertains to the klala of the Nachash. Perhaps you could say a remez to this is in the pasuk itself. If you take a look in Perek Gimel pasuk Yedalid, where Hashem tells this over to the Nachash, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim el Hanachash, ki asisa zois arur at mikol habehema v'chule v'chule v'afar toichal koyem echayecha." Something very interesting in this pasuk, that when it says "Vayomer Hashem Elokim el Hanachash," there's a psik. You know what a psik is? It's a line. Psik, the intention of a psik is to be mafsik. It's coming to make a, to separate. Like I thought the psik pshat once, one of the more pronounced psikim, if you could say such a word, that we're familiar with, is in Shachris, in psik yidizim every day, we say, ki kol Elohei hu amim elilim, right? Psik, right? V'Hashem shamayim asa. And in the Siddur it says, "Kan tzarich l'hafzik ma'at," right? You have to stop here. I think in Pnimius what that means is that when a Jew says the words, "Ki kol Elohei hu amim elilim," and he's turning to all of the avodah zarahs in the world, all the real avodah zarahs, all the things which are zar to us, and we say that, and it says psik, and the Siddur says, "Kan tzarich l'hafzik ma'at." It means that it's telling a Jew that in his heart he has to be mafzik from all of it. And then he has to be able to say, Hashem Shammai Masa. It's talking to you. You have to be mafsik from all the elilim in our lives. You have to put an end to all that. The fact that there's a psik here, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, psik, El Hanachash, means that there's a curtain between Hashem Yisbarach and the Nachash. That severance in the relationship is the ultimate klala. When it comes to Kayin, if you take a look very carefully at Kayin's words that he says to Hashem, he says, "Hingarashti oisi hayam yalpnei ha'adama," you've banished me, you've divorced me from the pnei ha'adama, "o mipanecha esaser," I'm going to be concealed, I'll be hidden from your face. And then he says, "V'hayisi na v'nad ba'aretz," I'll be wandering on the land. "V'haya komoitzi hageni," and anybody who will find me will kill me. Now we can take a look at the words of Kain here in two ways. In the beginning of the sentence, from the initial words of Kain, it would seem that he's very concerned about his relationship with Hashem. He says, "Hein girashti osi hayom yal pnei adam mipanecha saser," I don't want to be banished from you. I don't want to be hidden from your face. But when he continues, he explains why. I'm just concerned about my life. I'm concerned about my own protection. So what he says later on in the sentence is megalo, what he really means when he says, "Mipanecha esaser." Not that it really bothers me that I'm not going to have a relationship with you. Not that it bothers me that I won't be able to see your face, panim b'panim. That I'm not so concerned about. What I'm really concerned about is like Hayah Komotzi Hageni. The kind of wasn't about the relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a pshara. And on the one hand, in the beginning of the sentence, he wants to have some type of a kesher to Hashem Yisbarach, but a kesher in a way that it protects him that he shouldn't be killed. Not that he wants a real relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. So Hashem has the perfect pshara. What did Rashi say before? Vayasim Hashem l'kain os, that Hashem gave him a letter from his name to protect him. This is the perfect pshara between what Kain wanted. That I should still be connected to you. Okay. But just to be connected, to be protected. Okay, so here's your connection. Here's a letter from my name. Now we're connected. But in a way that we're not really connected, you're protected with the letter of my name. But not that you have a relationship with my name. You're protected because of my name. In a certain way, where many of us, not that I'm chas v'shalom being mekatri, chas v'shalom, but we see this. We find many times that a person is in a tzara, and what is he looking for? He needs a makubal. He needs a skula. Go to a makubal for a skula. What is that all about? What it really is saying, if I could be blunt, is that I'm in a tzara, I'm in a tight spot, and I want to get out of it. So again, of course, I'm not running to India or to some voodoo thing or some avodah zara mamish to help me out. I'm sticking within the realm of the Kedusha, but not in a way that the tzara brings me to Hashem Yisbarach. I'm using Hashem, but I just want an etzah and a solution in order to rid myself of the difficulty. Not to have a kesher with Hashem Yisbarach. So getting a skula, going to a makubal, is kind of like vayasam Hashem l'kain os. You don't really want a relationship with Hashem. You just want that Hashem Yisbarach should bail you out. And he should give me a letter from his name. But what does Hashem Yisbarach want from the Tzara? What does Chazal tell us about the Avos HaKadoshim? Gemara tells us, why were they unable to have children? Why were they barren? That the whole point of the tzara is for the tefila. And Rabbi Yisrael, tefila means a relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. When tefila becomes lip service, then it's very similar to the Vayasam Hashem L'Kain Os. Remedy. I'll do what I need to do and I'll say what I need to say to have the parnasa which I need today and the refuz which I need today, because I need all those things and I know I have to turn to him, but it doesn't mean that there has to be a relationship. We can still kind of keep our distance, but Hashem wants a relationship with Klal Yisrael, with each and every Jew. He wants to see every single Jew panim b'panim. Take this a little bit deeper. Hashem did a gevaldik chesed for Adam HaRishon to put him in a Gan Eden, with everything. You can walk down Central Avenue and you can have all the different types of restaurants, whatever type of food from whatever country you want to have, it's all there. So Adam HaRishon had that times infinity. With all the gashmis, with all the ruchnis, there were thousands, tens of thousands of trees in the Gan, and every single Gan had a different taste. I can't even imagine the splendor, the beauty, the tannud of Gan Eden. And Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael in Parshas Bechukosai, in the brachos before the klalos, Hashem says that la'asalava b'hisalachti b'sayechem. We're going to stroll together, we're going to go together. Rashi quotes Chazal, atay limachem b'Gan Eden. Hashem says to the Jewish people, you and I, we're going to stroll together down the streets of Gan Eden again. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, think very carefully about this. You're in a Gan Eden. You have all the delicacies, all the tannugim, all the pleasures, all the matam. Could it be that all the trees, all the delicacies, that it's all really just an isayang and a distraction? When a person is strolling in Gan Eden, what's the Iker Gan Eden to him? Is the Gan Eden the Gan Eden? Or is the relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, that kesher with Hashem Yisbarach, the Gan Eden? So let's take apart this Chazal. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, the way that it was for Adam, you're going to have it too. I'm going to stroll with you in Gan Eden. What's the Iker Gan Eden? Is the Gan Eden the Gan Eden, or is the Atayel Limachem the Gan Eden? So in Chitzonius, we're taught to think and to understand that the Iker Gan Eden is the Gan Eden. And we think about life in the Gan Eden as being so great because Adam Rishon had everything. His heart's delight. At 8 o'clock he can be by this Gan, at this 8, and by 10 o'clock he can be by this 8. There's a whole chevra of behemoths to hang around with. Gevaldik. But in Pnimius we're taught to think Andrish. We're taught to think that all of that is tafel, and in fact, perhaps, even a distraction. And in Nisayon, to recognize that the Iker Gan Eden is the relationship with Hashem Yisborach Himself. Like the Mesilas Yisharim says. Everybody knows the first paragraph of Mesilas Yisharim by heart. That an Adam was never his anig al Hashem. That his oinig should be Hashem Yisborach Himself. Is he not the root of all Tanugin? So we ask ourselves, if we're that Adam in that Gan, what's my Gan Eden? Is it the Atayel Limachem? Or is it the Gan Eden itself? And the Zohar Kodesh makes the following statement when speaking about the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kutcher Bichu. And it brings a mashal. Barnash, a person, derachem etzah, that he loves a woman. V'havistayka b'shuka d'borsaki, but where is she? She's in a tanning house. You know, tanning. It's a place which doesn't smell very good. In such a shuk. Iloy havis hitaman, if she wouldn't be there. Loy ayol b'la'am, and he would never go there, forget it. He would never think about going there. Kaven d'hitaman, but since she's there, in his mind, in his eyes, this is like a besamim shop. The chol reich and the alma tavan ishtachu taman. All the pleasant smells are all there. The Hainu Rabbi said that there could be a matzav, there could be a situation that a person can find himself in the worst of the worst places. But if his beloved is there, then everything is there. Like Hillel says, "Vada simchas beis shoiva imani kan hakol kan," which is of course referring to the Shechinah Kleisha. That the klal is when the Ribbono Shel Olam is there, then everything is there. And if he's not there, then it's lacking so much that we can't even. It's like lahavdil min ha'or v'min ha'choshech. Perhaps this is what Chazal mean, the Sfarim HaKadoshim mean. When we speak about Gan Eden, we speak about two Gan Edens. We speak about a Gan Eden Elyon and a Gan Eden Tachton. It's unclear exactly. What does it mean, a Gan Eden Elyon, Gan Eden Tachton? It could be that Pshat and Gan Eden Tachton is what we think Gan Eden is, the conventional Gan Eden. What's the Gan Eden? It's the Gan with all different types of delicacies. But klape, the relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, that's all called tachta. Gan Eden Elyon, which is the real Gan Eden, is the relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. The difference between Atayel Limachem and the Gan Eden. Knowing what's an Iker and what's a Tafel. Perhaps we see a remez to this in Parshas Toldos when Yaakov wants to receive the brachas from Yitzchak. That of course Yaakov comes in to Yitzchak wearing the clothes of Esav. But these clothes are clothes from who? From Adam HaRishon and the Gan Eden. And of course Yitzchak doesn't know exactly who this is. But whoever it is, whether it's Esav or Yaakov, he considers him to be a tzaddik and worthy of the brachos. And he's coming for these brachos. He's coming for this Gan Eden. But it's unclear to Yitzchak that if he's wearing the clothes of Adam HaRishon, that's a simon to the fact that something is off. Adam HaRishon got too involved, got too enmeshed in these begadim. He lost sight of the fact that what's the real Gan Eden in Gan Eden? Is it Gan Eden Elyon or is it Gan Eden Tachton? Do I listen to Hashem Yisbarach not to eat from the Eitz Hadas because it's not about the matam, it's not about the trees, it's about Hashem Yisbarach, and this is the Iker Gan Eden? Or is that secondary chas v'shalom to everything else? And he was wearing these clothes, and that's a simon to the fact that maybe, that if he's coming with these clothes, maybe he's Toa also after the Tafel and not the Iker, what Gan Eden is truly about. Hence he says, HaKol Kol Yaakov Yidayim De'esav. If there's any consistency here, what type of a bracha is he going to get? So he says to him, Gishana Ushakali Bani, come closer. Let me be able, allow me to be mevarer. What bracha are you worthy of? Are you worthy of the bracha from Gan Eden Elyon or from Gan Eden Tachton? And when Yaakov comes close, and he's able to see from Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov is the real deal. Yaakov understands the Gan Eden Elyon. The Chazal tells us about Yaakov. Yaakov is Shufrei the Adam HaRishon, that he had the beauty of Adam HaRishon. Which means to say that he didn't have the chelik of where Adam HaRishon didn't see things clearly. But he understood what it means. Gan Eden. That Yaakov understood the Chami Be'enav Kishuka Deruchli. That it doesn't matter where Hashem Yisbarach is. If he's there, then everything is there. This is the most beautiful scent where Hashem Yisbarach is. This is the true Gan Eden. So Hashem says, excuse me, Yitzchak says to Yaakov, Re'ei re'ech bani k're'ech sadeh asher berech Hashem. Chazal said that he had the smell of Gan Eden, Rashi says. But what type of a Gan Eden? A Gan Eden which has all the thousands of trees in it? No, not that type of a tree. Not that type of a scent. Not that type of a Gan Eden. Re'ei re'ech bani k're'ech sadeh asher berech Hashem. That Yaakov is a kesher to the Gan Eden Elyon. The Kedushas Levi says many times, other tzaddikim say as well, that the Mahalach of Yaakov Avinu was one of a kal v'chomer. The reason why that is, without being ma'arich in this Indian, is that we know that the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim corresponds to the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes Bahem. And the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes Bahem is kal v'chomer. And the first shame of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim is Kale. Kale. Kale Racham Echan and Erechapayim. So since Kale, we find by Yaakov Avinu, the Torah says that he was called Yaakov Kael, that Hashem called Yaakov Kael. As we know, his name is Yisrael. That means that Yaakov as a Shaykh is the Kal V'chomer. Now, how can one use a Kal V'chomer in his Avodas Hashem? How did Yaakov use the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes Bahem to be Doyrish Acher Hashem Yisborach? So say the Tzadikim, Yaakov made the following Kal V'chomer. This is how he lived his life. Why should I allow myself to have this pleasure, whatever it is, everybody will name it, it's X. When this pleasure comes from Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it that taste, it gives it that pleasure, better that I should have Tainik from Hashem Yisbarach, who is the root of all pleasures, than to detach myself from Him and have pleasure from this. That's what Yaakov lived his life. This is the Derech of Yaakov Avinu, the Derech of Kal V'chomer, the Derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Karel Yaakov Kel. And when Yitzchak saw this in Yaakov Avinu, the Mahalach of Yaakov, the Derech of Kal V'chomer, that the Iker Tainik is the Gan Eden Elyon, it's that Kesher with Hashem Yisbarach, the relationship, the Atar Limachem. And even if the Atar Limachem is in the Shuka de Bursaki, thus is the Iker Gan Eden, the Gan Eden Elyon. So you saw that he was worthy of the Brachas from Gan Eden Elyon. And this is everything. And that's why when Yitzchak goes ahead and he eats the food from Yaakov's plate, and then Esav comes in later, and then Yitzchak says, who was the one who was in here before? V'achalti mikol. What does Rashi say? I ate from everything. I ate from the plate where all of the matanim were there. Everything was there. It's Gan Eden Elyon. Because in Gan Eden Tachtan, you can't taste everything all at once. You have to go from this tree to this tree to this tree to this tree, but everyone has a different taste. How can you have the totality, everything all at once? That's only in Gan Eden Elyon. V'achalti mikol. You could say with Derech Remes, when it comes to gematrias, we know that there are five enda letters, sophis letters, the mem, the nun, the tzadi, the pei, and the chaf. And we know from aleph to tav is from 1 to 400. And even though a chaf sophis can be 20, just like a chaf is 20, if you're continuing on these letters, which is the sophist letters, so then a chaf sophist is 500, and then a mem sophist is 600, and a nun sophist is 700, a pei sophist is 800, and a tzadi sophist is 900. So the difference between, for our purposes, a nun, a nun sophist being 50, or a nun sophist being 700, is the difference between a katan and a gadol. Let's say elyon and tachton. We would say that a nun sophist, which is the value of 50, is like a tachton. But if a nun has the value of 700, then at 700, that's considered to be elyon. That's gevaldik. So if you take Gan Eden, and you make the nun of Eden 700, the Hainu Gan Eden Elyon. So this is Gematria 827, which is Gematria Reyach Beni Kereyach Sadeh. That when Yaakov comes into Yitzchak and he says, oh, what type of a Gan Eden are we talking about? What type of a Reyach is this that Yaakov is coming in with? Reyach Beni Kereyach Sadeh from the Gan Eden Elyon. So he's zoichet to those brachos. Because Yaakov has a kesher to the Gan Eden Elyon. Now it doesn't sound so lemaisa. At least not as lemaisa as the first part where we spoke about the mekubalim and the skudos. However, it's very, very nogea. Every single person, especially Ben Yeshiva, is in a Gan Eden. If he's in a Beis Medrash with Sfarim HaKdoshim, with Chaveyim, with Rebbeim, every single one is an eitz, which has peiros on it. And an eitz is an eitzah. Every Rebbe is an eitzah. Every chaver is an eitzah. Every sefer is an eitzah. Every shachris, every mincha, everything is an eitzah. V'sakneina v'eitzah toivah milfanecha. Everything is an eitzah toivah. This is a tree in the gan. We have to just be careful that all the eitzahs don't become distractions from the ikar. So we could be in the Beis Medrash with all these Eitzim Tovim, and they all have Gevaldik taste, and we're enjoying them. Every Ben Yeshiva should feel like this is the greatest chus in the world to be sitting in the Beis Medrash. Out of the 8 billion people in the world, that I should have this chus to sit in the Beis Medrash, that I've been chosen? How many times did we ask Hashem Yisbarach over the course of Elul and Tishrei, Shiftit Beis Hashem Koyim Echaya? That there's no place I would rather be than in the Beis Medrash. Whether we really mean it, or we don't yet mean it, but we're being mispalled for that. Lachsis b'neim Hashem alavaka beichaloi. That the Ben Yeshiva has that tzchus. And he's in the inner chamber. He's not in the outer chambers. But our avoda is to make sure that the Gan Eden Tachton doesn't conceal on the Gan Eden Elyon. Not to forget that the Beis Medrash is called the Beis Hashem. This is the place to find him. But if we allow the Gan Eden Tachton to conceal on the Gan Eden Elyon, then we're a little bit lost. We're a little bit lost. Or maybe a lot lost. Because if I pull Hashem Yisbarach out of Torah, if I pull Hashem Yisbarach out of Tefillah, I'm only in the Gan Eden Tacht, I'm not in the Gan Eden Elyon. Where is the relationship? Or does the Nachash have an achiza? Is he biting my heel and I don't even know it? That it's shaykh that there can be ruchnius pleasures and things which are so givaldic, which concealing on the ikr. Is the ikr not va'ati Yisrael ma'ashem alakach shoyim me'imach kim li'ira? Is it not yira so kodim l'chaf masal? Does Mitzvah Shem not have a whole akdama being ma'ayir us to this inyan? Not to allow not just the physical distractions, but even the spiritual distractions to conceal upon the Ribbono Shel Olam and everything which we do. Because this is the Ikar Chayim. Like the Pasuk says, Ki Moitzi Motza Chayim. Those who find me, they find life. We could be the Kayin, Chas Hashem, who says, V'haya kol Moitzi Yahargeni. We could be that type of a Moitzi. Or we could be the type of a Moitzi, V'haya kol Moitzi Matza Chayim. Like the Gemara says, Matza or Motza. What type of a matza are we? Are we looking to have a relationship with Hashem Yisparach, which is the Eitz HaChayim? V'haya kol Moitzi Yahargeni, that's the Bechin of the Eitz HaDas, which represents all the other trees in the Gan. But the Eitz HaChayim, which the Kodesh Baruch Hu desire says in Tikkunim, Hashem wanted that Adam should eat from the Eitz HaChayim. The secret of the Eitz HaChayim is the relationship with Hashem Yisparach. Like the Panim B'Panim by Matan Torah. But there was Zeichet to a Tam of that Chayim. When we learn Torah, we have that Kesher with Hashem Yisparach. And when that happens, the Torah is called in Eitz Chayim L'Machazitim Bo. And that the Torah should bring to a Tefillah, and that type of a Tefillah should be a Tefillah which has a Kesher with Hashem Yisparach. We have to ask ourselves, are we lost? And if not, we should find our way. Hashem Baruch Hu should help us as we're exiting these days of Chodesh Tishrei and entering into Cheshvan. Kadosh Baruch Hu should illuminate us at the derech ahead. We're spending a lot of time in the Beis Medrash because there's no more Yom Tovim anymore. And it's a time to be omel and Torah, this is what Makdashim say. But it should be a way where Tishrei was a hachana for Cheshvan. That halavai we were able to find and to taste Hashem Yisparach in the avoid of Tishrei, whether it was in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Everybody certainly had a moment where he felt some type of a kasher with Hashem Yisbarach that he can hold on to in Techezhen and to say, I want to bring that back a little bit. I want to be makasher myself to that. And in a way, to be in the Beis Hashem, where we're searching for that Eitz HaChaim, searching for the relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, a true, meaningful relationship, not to fall into the Makubal style, into the Skula style, but to have a real, meaningful relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. And this is the Ikar Chaim. To live a life in the Gan Eden Elyon, we should all be zeichet to that, to the months ahead. To be zeichet to see Hashem once again upon him, with the ultimate relationship to be as Goyal Tzedek and Yerim Yerim Amen.
Na 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 Yeah.
hours late, we're going to share just one more Torah. Pesiyata d'shmaya. The Gemara says, in Sanhedrin Lamed Ches, B'shah Shibikish HaKadosh Baruch Luvaras Az Adam, when Hashem wanted to create Adam, Barak Hasachas Shemalach Yashares, he created groups of Malach Yashares, and he said to them, B'tzayin Lechem Nasi Adam, should we make Adam? He took advice. B'tzal Meinu, so I'm on the fun of, so they said, Rabbanu Shalom HaMasa, what does he do? What are his actions? So Hashem replied, Kach V'kach Ma'isav, this is the actions of a Ben Adam. They responded to Hashem, Enesh kisis kirenu, Ben Adam kisis kirenu, why do we need such a headache like this? Then Hashem got upset at them, and in the end, they agreed, and they said, whatever you want to do, Hashem, just do it. When it came to the Dor HaMa'ul, the Dor HaFlaga, Shema Asein Mikul Kolin, so again, they came in front of Hashem Yisrael, and they said, ha, La Yafe Omer Rishonim, did they not say good, the earlier ones? So Hashem replied, a minute, all the way, Ad Zikna Nihu Batsev An Yezba. The similar medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Reb Simon, Sheba Kadosh Baruch Hu Levaras Az Adam Rishon, when Hashem came to create Adam, Nasa Malachi Asharis Kitim Kitim Chaburis Chaburis, they made Chaburis with each other. Mehem Amim Al Yivra, Mehem Amim Yivra, some said to create Adam, some said not to create Adam. There was Homachlekes between the different Midos of Hashem Yisbarach, which you could take a look at the medrash, it's a very beautiful medrash. What we see here is that the creation of Adam was not so pashut. There are various opinions among the Malachim whether Adam should be created or Adam should not be created. We find similar when Hashem came to give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that that also was not so pashut. That the Malachi Asharei said, "Tinu hoyt chal shamayim, why should you give Torah to Ben Adam? Ma enesh yisizkirenu." This whole idea of Nasa Adam, the creation of man, I thought Kadosh Baruch Hu thought it was a good idea, and that's what's Iker, of course. It wasn't so clear to the Malachi Asharis, this project of Nasa Adam. Perhaps with Derech Jewish, we can connect this to a Gemara in Erevin. On Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says that for 2.5 years, the house of Beis Shammai and the house of Beis Hillel, they argued. They argued the following point. Is it better that man has been created? Or had it been better that man should not have been created? And this is a 2.5 year machlekes until finally they came to an agreement and they said, the emes is, Noyach Lela Adam Shaloi Nivra. It would have been better had man not been created. But now that he's been created, he should be mefashbish b'maisav, he should be oisak in tshuva. I mentioned recently the remez of the Chassam Sefer. I mentioned it again. But we see here whether man should be created or not be created. This inyan of noyach leila adam shenivra shalay nivra. It connects to Shammai and to Hillel, that they also had a say in the matter. In a way, they debated that which the Malachim debated. Nasa Adam or not Nasa Adam? Is this a good idea or is it not a good idea? So the Chassam Sefer says, Nasa is Rosh Yitivos, Nimlach im Shammai Hillel. That Hashem took Eitza with Shammai and Hillel. And he explains further and he says, Zachan Adam Shalay Befanov. Aval Ein Chavin Adam Shalay Befanov. You can't make a chov to somebody unless he knows about it. So since he was coming to make a chov to the Adam by creating him, since they concluded, they agreed. Neich Lael Adam Shalay Nivra. It's not a schus to be created. So he had to bring them there, in front of them. Nimlachim Shamavel. Now, of course, you have to understand this in Pnimius. It was not a good idea that man should be created. Whose Havamina was this? So Hashem is Baruch Havamina. The Malachim didn't approach Hashem. They weren't even created. It was Hashem's project. Hashem said Nasa Adam. Is it really shaykh to say that this whole project of Nasa Adam is something which is just a waste of time? That it was just a bid b'di'evid? אי אפשר לומר כך. So of course the Oymek HaDvarim is that there's a bechina called Noyach Loyla Odom Shenivra. It has to be. And that's why Tosfos says there that the whole debate between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Noyach Loyla Shenivra, Noyach Shaloy Nivra, is only in regards to a person who's not a tzaddik. But to a tzaddik, Vadei Noyach Loyla Shenivra. Of course it's good that he's been created. Like Chazal tells us, when Hashem came to create the world, He was mistakel b'maseim shel tzaddikim, and He created the world. This is the Adam. When Hashem said not to Adam, He meant Adam, a tzaddik, a real ben Adam. Yet the Malachim debated this. Because the truth is that a Malach is considered to be chitzonius, that he's not lifnim, that a malach even doesn't understand the madrig of a real tzaddik. In Bederech Jewish, you could say as follows. Rashi tells us in the beginning of Parshas Noach that Noach was a tzaddik b'doyreisav, in his generation. So of course we all know that Rashi, Yesh be Rabbi Seinu Darshan Musal Shvach, Yesh Darshan Musal Gnai. What would be Hanoyach been in the generation of Avraham Avinu? Had he been a tzaddik or would he not be a tzaddik? So some say, of course he would have been a bigger tzaddik had he been in Avraham's generation. And some say, no. Had he been in Avraham's generation, Loi Hoya Nechshav Leklum. It's very strong words. Maybe we'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. That means Loi Hoya Nechshav Leklum. He would have been Mamish Nach. Is this Stam Noach the farmer? Not Noach the tzaddik? So you could say as follows, that of course there's a very, very big difference between Noach and Avram. Like we know from the Kuzari, that there's four classifications of Nivraim. There's a Doimim, there's a Tzameach, there's a Chai, there's a Medaber. There's rocks, which are Domim. There's a Tzmachim, the plant, the vegetation. The Chayim, the animals, the Medaber, the Adam who speaks, and then there's Yisrael, says the Kuzari. And the difference between a Medaber and a Chai is nowhere near the difference between a Medaber and a Yisrael. Not even close. That although we walk down the street, and we walk amongst the Goyim, and we talk like them, and we use our eyes like them, we use our legs like them, everything looks the same. Yet you have a behemoth who can't talk, he walks on four legs, and he eats grass. The difference between a behemoth and a guy is nowhere near the difference between a Yisrael and a guy. This mamish has to be very clear. It's politically incorrect, but it's complete emes. Complete MS. Because the Adam is not flesh and blood. He's not Basar V'dam. We talk about a Ben Yisrael, we're talking about a Neshama. The difference between a Neshama and a lacking Neshama, like we say by Havdalah. What do we say by Havdalah? Mavdil Ben Yisrael La'amim. In the same way we say Hamavdil Ben Or L'Choshech. Ben Or L'Choshech Ben Yisrael La'amim. That's the difference between a Yisrael and a guy. It's Kemerchak Mizrach Mimarav. It's between Or and Choshech. Of course, you need a Shabbos to kaseichel to understand that. That's why on Motzei Shabbos you say that, because on Shabbos you understand what an Adam is. You understand what it means to be a Jew on Shabbos Kodesh. A guy sheshavas chayav misa. A Shabbos is the mevarer, the difference between a Yid and a guy. So it becomes politically correct after Shabbos. But this has to be very clear to a Jew. It doesn't have to post it on Amsterdam. But he has to know it in his heart. It has to be very, very clear. This is kind of what it means that had Noach been in the day of Avram, le'chshav leklum. Because Noach, of course, represents B'nei Noach, which is all civilization, whereas Avram represents the beginning of the Jewish people. A And about this Adam called Noach, which is just about all that a Malach can understand. Because a Malach doesn't have a neshama, he can't understand it, neshama. Doesn't understand what it means, Elokos. To be an Adam who's Elokos, there's no asag of that. Tzadik? Forget about it. So of that, the Malachim can debate. Noach le Adam shenivra, Noach le shalai nivra. That's why the Lashon of Chazal is very meduyak. Noach le shenivra, Noach le shalai nivra. Because this is something which is shayach to Noach. You can debate about Noach, Darshan Rosh Alagnai, Darshan Rosh Alishvach, was it good to create a Noach, was it not good to create a Noach? If this is your Adam, which you have a Hasaga in, then you can debate that, Nasa Adam or Shalai Nasa Adam. But about Avram Avinu, Pashat, like Tosfos says, Noach Lishanivra. Pashat. Because a Malach has no Hasaga in that. Ain't Maladaber, there's nothing to talk about. You can't talk about something which you have no Hasaga in. It's comical when people go to a tzaddik and they see the way that he shakes a lulav or he sits in a sukkah or he's avoided by Yom Kippur and they talk about it as if they have some hasag of it b'chla. How can we talk about things we have no hasaga? What goes on underneath the talus of a tzaddik? It's like somebody talking about Thailand, he's never been there. So that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu came to get the Torah. Actually, go back one step first, reverse for a second. Here, we go back to Parshas Vayera, and Avraham Avinu gets a bris. And he's a Jew. And the tzaddikim, they write, and they say, that the Malachim wanted to know, who is this Avraham Avinu that Kadosh Baruch Hu was talking about so much? Hashem says, you want to know? Go down to this house. So he sends down three Malachim, Michael, Gavir, Raphael. Go see this Avraham Avinu. Go see his ways. And they see the whole way that Avraham Avinu conducts himself, the way that he davens, the way that he eats, the way that he does chesed, that mamash so misspoiled from this Avraham Avinu. I never knew that there could be a nivra like this. That Chazal said about Avraham Avinu, that really Avraham should have been created even before Adam. But Hashem was afraid that what? That if there would be a mess up, no, we would be there to correct it. So Hashem created Adam first, that if Adam will be chutti, mess up, Avram will come and fix things up. Eile tol Hashem ha'aretz bihi baram, which of course is Avram Avinu. They never knew that there could be something like this. So that's why the Pasuk says, when they first came to the house of Avram Avinu, what does the Torah say? That they were nitzavim alav. The Malachim were standing on top of Avram Avinu. That they were misgaya, we're Malachim, this is a ben Adam. We're holier than thou. But when they leave Avram's house, after all the chesed and all the Torah and all the tefillahs and all the hiskarvus and the kedusha that they were margish in that house, that they said ayah in that house. Can you imagine? Ayah mekom kavod, ayah sarish tacha. That they were margish the elokus in such a house. What does the Torah say? V'hu oimed aleihem tachasayit. That Avram was higher than them. They came in expecting to find a noyach, and they found an Adam. And about this Adam, there were no more questions anymore. Nasa Adam, for somebody like this? For sure. Like Tosfos says. So that's why, forwarding now to where we were before, what did Chazal say? That when Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, amongst all the Ketuvim from the Malachim, against all the objections, Moshe wants to get the Torah, and the Malachim are saying, no way. What does Hashem do to Moshe Rabbeinu? He puts on the face of Avraham Avinu and he says, don't you recognize this face? Weren't you at this person's house before? I said, oh, to such a person, definitely deserves the Torah. You see the hachanas Hashem made thousands of years earlier? It wasn't really even a thousand years, hundreds of years earlier in the house of Avraham Avinu, that he was teaching the Malachim who this Adam is. And when they saw the face of Avraham Avinu, the cluster Panash Avraham Avinu painted on the face of Moshe, they said, there's nothing to debate. Noach lo l'nivra, noach lo shanai nivra. Should we give him the Torah, not give him the Torah? Look at this person's face. This is an Adam. This is the Havamin of Hashem Yisbarach. You can't question that. If I knew that the Maskana was like this of that Havamina, I would have had no questions at all. And Malachim said, go ahead. Like they said before. Kol mashat aretz elasais ba'ilamecha aser. Just do what you want to do. You see now l'mafreya, everything is good. So there's a bechina of noyach lel adam shenivra. The less man the public that nobody argues about. And that's by Tzadik Rabbi Avino. You could say about this Neich Leila Adam Shenivra Avraham Avinu that it's Tali in a different statement of Chazal where they say Neich Leila Adam, referring to Gemara and Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara says Neich Leila Adam Sheyapil Atzma L'Seich Kivshana Ish Va'al Yal Bin Pnei Chaveiro Barabah. There's a noyach leila adam that he should throw himself, that he should allow himself to fall into a kivshan ha'ish so that his friend should not become embarrassed. And that noyach leila adam, as Tosha says, unequivocally, is muskam by all days, which is this Avraham Avinu. It could be said that it's totally in this noyach leila adam. Of all people, who is the noyach leila adam? Shehipel asma l'tech kivshan ha'ish. That was Avraham Avinu in Ur Kasdim. And it's very meduyik because Chazal say in the Melchemes Arba Malachim Esachamisha that Nebuchadnezzar is called Amraphel. Why is it called Amraphel? Kivin she'omor la'Amraham pol. He told Avraham to jump into the Kivshan Ha'ish. Amraphel. Amar pol. This is exactly the lashon of Chazal here. Anayich le'la'odan she'yapil atzmu le'kivshan Ha'ish. That Avram jumped into the fire, that he was willing to go into the fire, that his friend should not be embarrassed. Who is this friend of Avram that he didn't want to embarrass? Hashem Yisbar. That Avram Avinu spent his whole life professing, telling the world, there's an Eibishter, that he's the Bayre, that he's the Manhig, and he didn't want that Hashem should be embarrassed. This would be the biggest busha if he wouldn't jump into the fire. To show that what he's saying is emes, and he really means it. So better than Hashem Yisparach should not be embarrassed in his world, Avram jumped into that Kivshan Ha'ish. That's what Chazal says, that Hashem says to the Malachim, that they all looked and they said, how can we let this happen? Let's go in and save him. Hashem says, no. I'm going in myself and I'm going to save him. This is Hashem's geshaft. Avram did this for Hashem Yisparach, levadoi, that Hashem should not be embarrassed. So Hashem says, I'm going in, I'm going to save him myself. On Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai, take a look at the Avodas Yisrael and Parshas Shoftim, that every single Rosh Hashanah there's a din in Shemayim of Nasa Adam. Should we make an Adam? Should we not make an Adam? Of course, that's the day of Nasa Adam. Should we continue this world? Should we not continue this world? Should we make any changes in this world? Because the Baruch was looking to improve. Every year, Lahavdil Alfavdil, they're improving the cars, a little bit more machinery, a little bit more technology. Because Baruch Hu wants to improve the year, every single year. Like the Baal HaTanya and the Tzaddikim say, the Shofar is Milashon Shapir, to make things better. The Shofar makes the year better every single year. Brings us closer and closer to its Tikkun. Hashem wants to make improvements in this Nasa Adam. And there's a big din in Rosh Hashanah, should we or should we not? Nasa Adam, Loi Nasa Adam. Until Yom Kippur comes. And Yom Kippur comes, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mevayer, once again to the Malachim, you don't know what you're talking about. That when Klai Yisrael goes through a day of Yom Kippur, and the Mekayim upon themselves, V'inisim b'snafshoi seichem, that we go through the difficulties of Yom Kippur, and we're metzar ourselves, and we jump into the Kivshan Ha'esh on Yom Kippur, for Hashem Yisbarach. That we throw ourselves as a korban on the Mizbeach, and that Esh on the Mizbeach. The Kohen Gadol's face, which is that Mare Kohen, which is the face of Avraham Avinu, who is called the Kohen Gadol, is a dogma that every single Jew is this Bechin of Tzadik, Va'amich Kulam Tzadikim. That the world is certainly Kedai for every single Jew, that there's a Bechin of Tzadik, like Tosfos says, on every single Jew, which is the Chasim on every single Jew. Neich Leil Adam Shenever. That this world is Kedai for Klai Yisrael. This world is going to continue, and like Hashem says, Adzikna ani Who? God save Ani Yisrael. I'm sticking with my original plan. I'm going to see this Hava Mina to its final maskan. And that's why the very first day of Sukkot is the celebration of Yom HaKippurim. And the very first Ushpizin of Sukkot is who? Avram Avinu. Because it's that Nekuda called Mogin Avram, which the Chiddush Arim talks about, which is Neskal Yom Kippur, that Nekuda of a tzaddik that every single Jew has from Avram Avinu, that we're Mesameach, we celebrate that on Chag HaSukkos. And even in that whole discussion with the Malachim, where it was Mevarer to the Malachim, this Nekuda of Avram Avinu, this tzaddik. What does the Torah say? V'yishanu tachas ha'etz. This is the Sukkah. This eight is the Sukkah. And it's in that Sukkah of Yom Rishon of Sukkot, which is Avram Sukkah, that it became clear to the Malachim, Vos meintos nasa Adam. So comes Chag HaSukkos in the Torah, says, V'atu l'kachten lachem. And the Tzaddikim Taishu l'kachten lachem. You take yourself on Chag HaSukkos, you earned, you were koine, your right to exist this year because of Yom HaKippurim. Didon Natzach, we were menatzeach against the Umois, we were menatzeach against the Kitchugim of the Malachim. And you forgive me for just going through this without explaining all the different Shprachim. It's Nizgala when you take that lulav in your hand, that lulav is Gematria Chaim, you hold that lulav in your hand, that your Zecha, your Koine, your Chaim for this year. And we know that a lulav is what? The Torah calls it kapois tmarim. And the reason why it's kapois tmarim is because the tamar is meira, tzadik ha-tamar yifrach. That every single Jew is a tzadik. That every Jew can be said about him on Yom Rishon the Sukkos, that he's b'chin of Avram Avinu, noyach leila adam shenivra. Not like noyach ha-tzadik, of which it's debatable, noyach shalivra shalai nivra, yesh mir abisinu v'yesh mir abisinu. Like Avram. On the day of Avram Avinu, that every single Jew is a tzaddik, tzaddik katamar yifrach. What do Chazal say about a tamar? Chazal say just like a tamar has a lev echad, the physiology of a tamar is that it has one bark. I don't know exactly what it means, a lev echad. So too, Klai Yisrael also has lev echad, la'avim shel shamayim. That it means in a kud of the tzaddik, tzaddik hatam yifrach, that he has a lev echad lavinu shebashamayim. It's very nice with Derech Remez, because we said before that when you jump into the kivshan ha'esh, which is Yom Kippur, you're zeichet to a kapos tmarim on Chag HaSukkos. So it's very nice because kivshan ha'esh is gematria lulav esrog. So when you jump into the kivshan ha'esh, you're zeichet to that lulav v'nesek and Chag HaSukkos. You earned your existence. You earned your rekona, your noyach leila adam. And it's extra sweet, according to the Hemshech of the Gemara there. We'll conclude with this. What's the conclusion of the Gemara there? Noyach leila adam shenivra, mishalai nivra. Now our Gemara in Bava Metzia, Noyach leila adam sheyapil atzma lekivshan ha'esh, va'al yalbin p'nei chavei barabim. The Gemara says, minolan, where do we learn this out from?
Mitamar.
Tamar, of course, refers to who? Eishes Yehuda, right? Tamar the tzaddikus. That Tamar was willing to go into the fire as not to embarrass Yehuda. But according to what we're saying, Tamar refers to the lulav, kapos tamar. That we learn out from the tamar, from the avoid of the kivshan eish and Yom HaKippurim, that for ben Yisrael neyach leila adam shenivra. And even a malach doesn't have a hasaga of what that means. What that means for us, Ba'ifan Lamaisa, is that every single Jew has a chedek alakam yimal, which is beyond any seichel, any malach can mamash understand. The difficulty which we struggle with most in Emuna is Emuna in who we are. There's a whole shmuz in and of itself. By Noyach and Katni Amana Haya, that means. By a Noyach, it's shaykh to say he's Mikatni Amana because there's not much to believe in. A guy can't believe in anything, and he has nothing of himself to believe in. But a Jew has so much to believe in himself, his elokos. There's a way to believe in oneself that he's believing in Hashem Yisbarach, and the neshama which Hashem gave him, that it's not going to fail. He will certainly succeed. There's something in him which is destined to succeed. Ani asisi v'ani esva v'amaleit. That zikna ani hu. Hashem's going to see it till the end. There's something which is so big in us that even those things which are so, so great, much, much higher than us, that we think are higher than us, mamesh avnu asag in it. And then Hashem takes pride in us and he says, Klai Yisrael, you are that Adam. You are that Adam. Noyach leit shenevra. Every single Jew has that nekudas tzaddik. So b'tzeisenu min ha-sukkah, when we're leaving Chag HaSukkos and Chodesh Tishrei, which is Tokif B'mitzvos, we're walking away with something. It's not just like these were days of the past and now we're moving on and everything is left behind. We have a kinyan in something. We're lakachtem lachem. The kinyan which we're taking with us is lachem. We're taking ourselves. We're a new mention. We have a new understanding of who we are. We have to be proud about ourselves. Noyach leil adam shenevra. We're happy with who we are. We're grateful to Hashem for what He's given us, what it means to be a chelek alakam imal. And even though the Welt doesn't understand it, and the Goyim will say what they're going to say, and the Malachim are going to say what they're going to say, but it's because they have no hasaga. It's not shaykh. It's not shaykh that they should have any hasaga on that. We just have to know be'amuna that we're grateful, and to know who we are, and to go with that mechayel chayel. And the whole year should be one of mechayel chayel chayel, being zeicha more and more to more kinyanim and more brachas and more. Taisefes avoyda, that to be zecha, to be megadol, then nekud v'amechkud atzligim, to be as goyal tzedek, mir v'min olam.
Dinai, nai, nai, na, 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 ma, ya, 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 shabbos, alai, nai, nai, na, 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 ya, ma, 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 Dinai, nai, nai, ya, na, na, ma, ya, ya, ha, ya, 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 nai, 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 ya, na, na, ma, ya, 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 da, 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 ha, ya, ma, ma, ya, ya, nai, 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 Da na 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 ma ya na na ma ya ya da na 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 ma ya 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 na 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 ma ya na 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 da na ma ya 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 na 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 ya ma. Yeah. שכני אחריך
Oh.